So to start, Dr. McFarlane, can you explain to us what it means for a horse to be insulin resistant?
Sure. So insulin resistance is the term that we use to describe when the body doesn't respond appropriately to insulin. So to back up a little bit, the horse has a meal. From that meal, it's going to absorb sugars or glucose, and that is going to cause the pancreas to release insulin. Insulin goes out in the blood, and its job is to go to the tissues, such as muscle and adipose or fat, and that insulin triggers a whole line of events that happen in the cells that facilitate the uptake of glucose out of the blood. So when it works fine, you absorb the sugar, you release insulin, and then insulin causes that blood sugar to go into the muscle and into the other tissues. In the case of insulin resistance, the insulin is released, but it doesn't work appropriately at the cell, either because of a problem in the receptor or because of that pathway within the cell. And what happens then is the glucose can stay higher in the blood, and that triggers more insulin to be released until finally the blood sugar drops. In the horse, it's interesting because they also have some, we call it insulin dysregulation. So some of the people listening may have heard that term as well. And that is because you can also have a pancreas, that's the site of insulin release, that's just hyperactive. So when you get absorption of glucose, you get a lot of insulin released from the pancreas. And it's not necessarily the tissue's response to insulin that's abnormal as it is the pancreas making too much insulin. So if you see the term insulin dysregulation, it includes insulin resistance. It's just a little bit broader.